As we come to the Lord's table this morning, we come according to the command of His Word. We would not offer this as a part of God's worship, except that He has commanded it as a part of His worship. Scripture says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." And so the Lord Jesus does not only tell us what to do in the sacrament, He tells us how to do it. He tells us what to be thinking about as we eat the bread and drink the cup, that we would be mindful of Him, that we would be receiving His gift of Himself to us. He distributes the bread and He says, "This is My body." That we would be having our faith strengthened by the seal, the certainty of the covenant. "This cup is the new covenant in My blood." And so we're to be thinking about Jesus and how He gives Himself to us, and thinking about Jesus and how sure our salvation in Him is, since He has bound Himself to us by His blood and this covenant in His blood. "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." So Jesus gives us these signs of His body and blood as seals of His salvation and covenant. And He says, when we eat the bread and drink the cup, we are receiving signs of His body and blood as seals of His salvation and His covenant. So you come to this table and you eat the bread and drink the cup as eating bread and drinking wine, not thinking of Christ, not looking to Him to give Himself to you by means of the sacrament, not receiving it as a testimony, a seal that He has put on how He has bound us to Him by His blood. And He says, then you are guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. You have committed an error. You have sinned against the Lord's design in giving Him the sacrament. In giving us this sacrament. So if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, you don't come to this table. You don't eat this bread, you don't drink this cup. If you are not coming to receive Christ Himself, if He is not all of your hope for spiritual life, do not come to eat the bread and drink the cup. If you are not coming to have confirmed to you that you belong to Him, that He has bound you to Himself by His blood, do not come to eat the bread and drink the cup. That is, by the way, one of the reasons why membership in a branch of the visible church is necessary for coming and eating the bread and drinking the cup, because membership in the church is just acknowledgement that you are a part of His covenant people. You can't come and receive sealed unto you a covenant that you don't claim publicly claim any part in. And so in order to take it rightly as a seal, you need to be a member. You need to publicly profess yourself to be a member of Christ's visible church. Because we do not want anyone to come and, as the Holy Spirit says, eat and drink judgment to himself. So, verse 28, "But let a man examine himself. Let him see, am I coming to receive Christ by his grace in the bread and receive this sign of his having bound himself to me by his blood in his church, in his covenant. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Yes, there are always going to be people who say, you fence the table that way, you're just being judgmental and mean, trying to keep people who ought to be able to take the Lord's Supper. But excuse me for saying so, but that is the spiritual equivalent of somebody with a deadly peanut allergy calling you hateful and mean for holding that, for keeping him from eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Even if he is absolutely certain he has every right in the world to eat it, it would be wicked and cruel, not only against him, but in this case, particularly against the Lord Jesus himself, who is shown forth at this table. This is a glorious celebration of Jesus giving himself to us and announcing once again that his everlasting covenant in his blood cannot be broken. Let us come in that way to the table.